I'm Dodd Morris with Mission Network News. Chaos deepens as Haiti waits for a transitional presidential council to lead the nation toward a stable future. Last week, gang members attacked suburbs in Port-au-Prince, killing and looting. Experts say around 1.4 million Haitians are on the brink of famine. Rosalind DeHart of For Haiti with Love has never seen Haiti in this bad a state. The ministry operates a clinic in Cap Haitien.
We are still doing what we can for the people. We're going to be there until God tells us, it's time to close down.
They're pointing people to the God who's in control and good, even in the midst of this devastation.
They have a beautiful heart. The people are beautiful. The country is beautiful. But evil has taken over right now. And what they're seeing on TV, on the news, that's not all Haiti.
Please pray for a revival, for an end to gang violence, and for a godly government to be established in Haiti. At least 600 prisoners are facing capital punishment in Pakistan right now because they've been accused of blasphemy. FMI's Nehemiah says you don't even have to be accurate in your accusation to level blasphemy charges at someone. For example, a mob called for a woman's life a few weeks ago because they thought her clothing was blasphemous.
People in Pakistan do not understand difference between Arabic and Urdu because script is same, but the dialect is different. Because they don't understand, they think everything what is written Arabic, it's Quran.
Please pray the church in Pakistan will continue to flourish and grow despite persecution.
A few months ago, more than 30 churches were being burned down in one day on the basis of blasphemy, and there was no evidence that any Christian committed a blasphemy.
Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Bibles for the World is giving away a free copy of the book, The Legacy of William Carey. Get your copy at missionnews.org. I'm Dodd Morris.